Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. Welcome to the last show of August 2019. And to start the show off with today, I would like to say that next week will be my 400th Angel Healing House radio program. I started Angel Healing House Radio, created it, started hosting it in January of 2003. And every week for the past 8 years, I have turned up and I have met so many wonderful people, got callers from all around the world, from Jordan and Ireland. And where else did we go? We went to Brazil, Bulgaria last week, around the globe. And I've heard from so many listeners from email how much the Posse of Angels and I have added to their life with our insightful messages and our wonderful sense of humor and just guidance, and I think most of all, our love and compassion. So to celebrate that 400th show next week, I'm offering heavily discounted angel readings. My readings are usually $400 for 2 hours, but only for the month of September 2019. I'm offering them heavily discounted. For 60 minutes, you can get a reading with myself and the Posse of Angels for only $100. But they must be booked, prepaid, only in the month of September 2019. You can go to angelhealinghouse.com to book those sessions, or please call 831-277-3716. We would love to hear from you. So as this is the last show for August of 2019, and we are continuing our theme of spirituality, we are going to be speaking about the topic entitled Twin Flames and Soulmates. So let's dive right in. We are no doubt living through extraordinary times, and the shifting consciousness on the planet is getting all of us to live the most authentic and honest lives ever. With the shift in humanity, we are certainly not the same people we were 20, 10, 5, even 1 year ago, as our relationship with ourselves has dramatically and drastically changed. Now, this change came about as we began to strip away anything and anyone who no longer resonated with our higher consciousness, and we were showing up in the world as our true selves. As a result, our relationships with others were affected. They came under the microscope to see whether they were of the most authentic and honoring. Now, the raising of our consciousness provided a great opportunity to finally bring our relationships back into divine alignment, especially, as I said, our relationship with ourselves. Now, as the consciousness raises on the planet, twin flame relationships have become a very hot topic indeed, and one which is very close to my heart. Because after my angelic walk-in experience, which I write about in my book, I am an angelic walk-in, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, who is in the body now. You'll find out all about that in that book. After I had my angelic walk-in in January of 2003, I stopped looking for another person to fulfill me. And I stopped searching for love outside of myself. In fact, I decided to do just the opposite of looking for love to complete me, and I went within. I changed who I was in order to experience unconditional love and wholeness. And when I did this, my whole reality changed, and I miraculously drew my twin flame, my beloved husband, Pete, to myself almost 16 years ago. Now, by definition, a twin flame is the only other person in any space, time, or dimension who's the physical completion of who you are. It's the original divine representation of perfect love. Twin flames have been very, very rare on the planet because both twins must have totally cleared, cleansed, forgiven, and released all their negative emotional issues that are associated with past relationships, including their relationships with themselves. You know, now when I say that they must have released their negative emotional issues, I'm speaking about anything that triggers us and causes us to be reactive. Those feelings of resentment, bitterness, regret, blame, judgment, not forgiving, conditional love. In this way, once we've dispelled all of those and we've brought them into divine alignment, each twin is self-realized, having totally transmuted and released their karma, and they are connected to the divine in themselves. By releasing all negativity, the vibrational frequency of the twin flames is extremely high and clear, and it acts like a beacon of light, of energetic light that draws the other twin to themselves. But, and this is a very big but, the Posse of Angels is emphasizing that this is only the case, drawing the other twin to yourself, if you have contracted to be with your twin flame in this incarnation. Because although everyone has a twin flame across the veil, not everyone has contracted to be with them in an earthly incarnation. Now, if this is such a heavenly love, why wouldn't everyone desire to experience it and write it into their human incarnation? Having drawn to myself and married my twin flame, I have some personal insights on this divine love. Now, firstly, although many say that they long for this divine love, they simply do not understand the commitment. They don't understand that when you connect fully with and sign on for the divine mission of being with your twin, and I can't state this strongly enough, that your life is no longer your own. The two of you become mystic wanderers, and when God tells you where to go, where to move, how to be of service, you step forward knowing that logic and rational thinking no longer play a part in your life. Now, this is because twin flames are continually led by the will of heaven to serve in the highest way, not only for themselves, but for the greatest good of all. This is because the twin flame relationship is always a triad with the divine masculine, the divine feminine, and with God steering the twin flame ship. God is always the determining factor, where you live, how you are of service. You know, I was recently speaking with a dear friend of mine, and although she is in a beautiful soulmate relationship with her husband, she said that they both still snap at each other. They both still quarrel and are reactive to each other. She said she wished that she had a beautiful twin flame relationship like Pete and myself that was quarrel free. I then asked this dear friend if God asked her to move from their beautiful home because God and the planet needs them. They would be better served if they moved, let's say, to a different country, not knowing anyone, with no job positions, no prospects, and no family to support them. I said, would you do that? And she laughed and she said, certainly not. And I replied, and that's what it takes to be of complete service to God's word and his or her will. There are no negotiations. There are no discussions. There are no talks. In fact, both twins know that their highest calling is to serve God. You contract for your will to become God's will in a twin flame relationship. End of story. In actual fact, for Pete and myself, to further our mission as twin flames, that's exactly what happened to us in 2007 when God told us to sell our beautiful beach home on the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, move to the States, not knowing anyone for support, not having any jobs, plus it was at the beginning of the recession. And you know, everyone, knowing that God always has our back, we stepped forward and were provided for in miraculous. Now, most people do not choose to live like this because it takes an inordinate amount of faith and trust. But that faith is not blind because both Pete and I can clearly see the vision of what God has in store for us, our projects and endeavors. All we need to do is step forward in faith, no matter what God, he, she, it, all that is, asks and tells us to do. Now, secondly, it's important to understand that many people's concept of their twin flame is often so different from what they're asking for because they make it dependent on a certain criteria. For instance, I've had many clients say that their twin flame must make a six-figure salary. They must drive an environmentally correct car. They must be a certain height, be a vegan. They must vote a certain way, and lots of et ceteras. Well, the Posse of Angels and I wish to share that when it comes to twin flames, things like age, money, preferences in cars, foods, race, ethnicity, religion, profession, and salary, these all have nothing to do with whether this is your divine complement. And the more one dictates to the universe what they want their twin flame to be, the more they will put greater restrictions and limitations and push away ever meeting them again. This is only if your twin flame is on the earth plane with you in this incarnation. Now, thirdly, many people who ask to be reunited with their twin flame, they are not prepared for the intensity of feeling of being with their twin. Now, the reason for this intensity is that a twin flame relationship, remember, there are always three, Pete, myself, and the presence of God always exists. the intensity of coming home to this feeling in every moment is so intense, and it's the driving force behind the relationship. When twin flames meet and they merge into each other, the ecstasy of feeling the oneness is unlike any other union the two persons involved can experience on Earth. Now, twin flames are still one soul, but they're also a product of their human lives and their existence away from each other. You know, many people think that when you meet your twin flame, you meet yourself. And having experienced life with Pete these almost past 16 years, I can say to a degree that's true, because twin flames are of the same energetic blueprint. But when you meet your twin flame, you'll also meet a human being who has been through their experiences. And because of their physical aspects of being human, you may be surprised to discover that they've lived a life that's either very similar to yours or completely different. Now, in the case of Pete and myself, we had such similar experiences. We were like two trains going down parallel tracks. And then when we cleaned up our karma, and then we met. It is true that twin flames often share interests, but they are still two separate human beings. Meeting the twin physically on Earth is a deeply personal, it's a very transformative experience due to the fusion of the two becoming one. If the twin flames are meant to unite physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and sexually on the earth plane, and both have been self-realized while on the earth, no more karma, no more triggers, no more reactions, no more reactive behavior, then there is nothing that can stand in the way of this divine union. This means that very often twin flame couples will experience an intense feeling of love at first sight. You know, I've said this many times before. Pete and I met on a Saturday, and then 5 days later he asked to marry me, and it was like, let's dance again. Let's do this twin flame dance again. This means that very often twin flame couples will experience this depth, and despite the fact that they might not know each other physically, they will nevertheless merge intensely into each other at very, very deep levels that they cannot explain. When I tell people that we met on September 20th and that Pete asked me to marry him on September 25th of that same year, 5 days later, they cannot believe it. But it was no surprise to me. I was not surprised when he asked to marry me 5 days later, as I knew immediately that when I met him, that he was my twin flame. It took him 5 days to catch up with me, but as I said, almost 16 years ago. And with most people on the planet not experiencing a twin flame union, what have they been experiencing? They've been experiencing soulmate relationships. Now, to explain soulmate relationships, I'd like you to imagine that heaven is one huge grape arbor, and there are lots of grape vines with clusters of grapes hanging down. Each one of those grape clusters contains thousands upon thousands of individual grapes, and one of them being you, and the other grapes in that cluster are your soul family. Soulmate relationships are basically souls from your grape cluster, from your soul group that came back and that have come back time and time again in different incarnations to help you with some karmic completion. Now, you might have some unfinished business and need to balance out something that you did in a previous past life. The Posse of Angels is saying that you may be surprised that your ex, your parents, your siblings, your children, your friends, even those that you do not like, are all your soulmates. And yes, of course, not all of them have been romantic in nature. And many times in romantic soulmate relationships, there's an extraordinary magnetic attraction between these two people, and great love is felt. Romantic soulmates were created in order to reflect to each other something that needed to be addressed and cleared up within themselves. This is why that in so many soulmate relationships, and like that dear friend of mine that I mentioned earlier on, after a while when they're together, one or both parties starts to experience irritation, agitation, drama. They feel like the other person pushes their buttons. Remember, if we are being triggered by something, the reaction is not because of anyone or anything outside of ourselves, but lies within us as an unresolved negative perception around things like sadness, anger, bitterness, regret, hurt, judgment, blame, going on. Soulmates are here to create some sort of contrast, annoyance, in order to help us honor ourselves, to help us to grow and make movement forward, for us to clean up our karma. How do you know if you're in a soulmate relationship? Well, when I have asked clients to tell me about their current relationship that is causing them irritation, the majority have said, my husband, my wife, my boyfriend, my partner, they're so wonderful. They're so nice. But it is, if there is the word but, then there is contrast that is being highlighted by this relationship, and it feels like a compromise or settling for less. And when we compromise and settle for so much less than we richly deserve, we will feel abused or taken for granted. And so often it is we who have set the benchmark or not set it at all that has allowed someone to dishonor or disrespect who we are. So if there is a they're wonderful but look into what is causing you irritation, because again, you can't have that in front of you, which is not a direct reflection in a relationship, what is not inside yourself. Let me reiterate that in many soulmate relationships, people will come together to clear their karma, but twin flames do not have karma to deal with, because both of them, they have already been self-realized and they have dealt with their negative emotional triggers and reactions. They have evolved beyond their past karma. In this way, there is no drama. There's just mutual respect, honor, and love. Now, speaking about drama and relationships, I did hear from a client who had gone through a divorce, and she said in reviewing her relationships that she still yearns for romance, but she doesn't want to do anybody else's laundry. She asked me if it's possible to have a relationship without expectations. Well, I told her that because twin flames are self-actualized, they're independent, loving individuals, there is no expectation, as they allow the other person to be exactly who they are and vice versa. In this way, there is no game playing, as the relationship is built on a solid basis of honesty, transparency, honor, and respect, in which one does not have to compromise any aspect of who they are in order to be in the relationship. So whether it's laundry or cooking or cleaning or anything else, the twin flame relationship is actually not dependent on what you do. It's solely based on your energetic blueprint of who you are. In so many soulmate relationships, people will often set out to manipulate the other person in order to either change them or elicit some behavior. For instance, one person may say, if I do the cleaning this week, you have to do the laundry. Yet this never happens in a twin flame relationship. When twin flames, being self-realized and independent people in and of themselves, they don't dictate. and they don't lean on one another for their sense of self-worth. They don't collapse their sense of identity to be loved in any way. But they stand empowered on their own. In this way, they are like two strong pillars standing apart from one another, holding up the roof of the same temple. And in this way, they allow the room for the winds of heaven to dance between the two of them. Twin flames allow each other to be exactly who they are. You know, when I first met Pete, he had been a bachelor for 37 years. And when it came to laundry, his whites were much brighter than mine. So the laundry duties went to him, and I took up the sweeping and the mopping of the floors. You know, everyone, twin flame relationships are in a continual state of bliss. This bliss comes from, as I said, the third party, which is God, that divine connection, which is driving this twin flame ship. This is because each flame has perfectly balanced their masculine and feminine energies. And while there is indeed bliss, twin flames are human and they experience challenges in their lives. But these challenges are never within the relationship. And when they do face their challenges, they are always a combined mighty force heading in the same direction, sharing the same purpose. With this amazing support system and knowing that neither one has to compromise who they are in a relationship, they have the ability to constantly grow and evolve through situations together in a very short amount of time, whereas the average person would take years to transcend this in their lives. People look at how much Pete and I have accomplished over the almost 16 years that we've been together, and they cannot believe how much we have accomplished, where we've lived, what we've affected, and this is because we have allowed God to steer our ship. The most important thing when it comes to soulmates and twin flames is to remember we cannot have someone in front of us who is not a direct reflection of something that is already within us. Remember that. Once we realize this, we can carefully take a look at all our relationships and see if there's a theme that keeps coming up for us. Many times when we're presented with some contrast by a soulmate, it usually is because it's showing us how to set boundaries, how not to compromise and settle for less than we so richly deserve. The contrast may be teaching us things like tolerance, patience, and forgiveness, and how to unconditionally love someone who may be in very deep contrast to who we are. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Now, do remember that next week, I mentioned this at the top of the show, next week is my 400th Angel Healing House Radio program. That's right, almost 8 years of weekly shows. And to celebrate, I'm offering heavily discounted readings in the month of September 2019. You can book your heavily discounted reading by going to angelhealinghouse.com or phoning in on 831-277-3716. They are limited spaces, so first in, first serve. And we are going to go to the phone lines after the break and take some of your calls for those angel readings. If you want a reading, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. We'll see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716. or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. As I mentioned in the first part of the program, this is my 399th program. Next week, I hit the 400th program mark. And to celebrate, I will be offering discounted, heavily discounted readings in and only in the month of September. They go from $400 for 2 hours down to $100 for 60 minutes. And you can call in to Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 for those limited amounts of $100 angel readings. To book and pay and schedule them, but that's only for the month of September 2019. Before we get to the calls, I want to mention that we have a great new moon in Virgo coming up on August 30th. And this one is a special lunar event, special because it's known as a black moon. And a black moon is a moon in which there are two new moons in the same month. And it happens every 32nd month. So it's pretty amazing. This new moon is giving us very strong, confident, self-assured energies, making it easier for us to express ourselves as never before. And with the planet Mercury being very close to this new moon, it will help us in sharing our feelings and desires with great passion. This new moon is motivating us to reevaluate our lives, changes that we always dreamed of. And with this heightened motivation, it's a great time to follow our intuition, to expand our social circle with amazing people from all walks of life and step out of our comfort zone. It's definitely an opportune time to launch new projects and follow our heartfelt desires. Remember that you have the power to influence your life and can use the energies of this moon in a very positive way. Now, this moon is a great time to declutter, release all things, especially toxic relationships. It's opening us to accept only that which brings us pure joy. Get your intentions ready, write them down, speak them aloud 3 times, and then release them into the ethers, because you don't want to miss this opportunity to conjure up and to manifest your fresh starts. Let's go to the phone lines. Our first caller is Karen from Toronto. Hello, Karen. You're online with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Hi, Candy. I'm so honored. I've been with you for 8 years off and on, and I just feel chilled that I got through. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Karen. Lovely to have you along.
Your subject today was absolutely inspiring. I had often wondered, and I see now clearly that my husband and my son and my sister-in-law and his wife, I see the beautiful soulmates in my life and the lessons that they are bringing to the table for me. The one that confuses me the most, I think, still is my husband. And I'm wondering, beautiful man, but what the posse has to say about that connection with the two of us.
Sorry, I didn't hear the last part. That connection with?
What the lesson is between the two of us. We've been together 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes feel I care very, very deeply for him. But he has, the lesson he brings is not being able to emotionally commit. And he reaches out to others. So what that brings up in me is what I'm looking at, because it's a pattern. And why is that?
Okay. The reason that this is occurring yet again is, and they're saying this very strongly, Karen, is you were a tremendous help, and you enabled him, and you saved him in past lives. Now, it doesn't matter when these past lives happen, but knowing this, you have come back again and reunited in this life yet again, and you are replaying out this same pattern of really saving and enabling. What got my attention is when you use the word "but." He's wonderful. He's totally nice and loving and what have you. But there is a but there. Now, what you can do is just have business as usual and not say anything. But in a twin flame, soulmate relationship, it pushes you. It irritates you to say something. You can say that you don't feel like, you get enough emotional, whether it is an emotional nourishment or nurturing from him. You could speak up, but those are your only two options. If he then traverses down the same course, either, and the twin and the posse of angels, and I would never tell anybody to leave their relationship, then either you have two options. Either then you put up with it, or you continue to ask him for more nourishment and more nurturing. Maybe it's not within his nature. Who knows? We all have free will. But these are the only things that you can do. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Karen. But it is frustrating. It's very revealing, but it's also very frustrating when you start to see the pattern.
Yes, it's when you're seeing that he's reaching out to other people or someone else for that thing that you really wish you had, keeping it in the confines of he's got everything with me but that, and I don't know if it's just that he has a fear that when he keeps reaching out for that, obviously it means he's not feeling that towards me, and when I express that, he gets mad and just says, I'm here because I want to be, and I'm thinking, you're here 80%, but there's that 20% that matters, and I'm looking at it in a loving way. I love him enough that if he's missing out and sacrificing his life because he's afraid to take that 20% jump with someone that could nurture him or love him the way I want to be loved, then I'm enabling him, but I'm also, how do I put that? I feel that I'm giving up on myself by enabling.
Right. And where we are at this time, we cannot do anything that is out of alignment with our energies. We just can't. The first card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Swords. The Queen of Swords doesn't mince words. And the Posse of Angels and I are saying, where you are in your level of ascension is to speak up and to state very clearly that you're not, you're feeling like he's reaching out to others, but, when it comes to you, you feel like you're not getting the whole 100%. They're also saying that it's very important for you at this stage. I mean, you can say this over and over again, but you need to go inside and you need to bring out this very strong, empowered goddess energy inside of you. And that only comes out when you know who you are and you feel 100% nourished and nurtured inside. And they're saying that's what you need to work on. The next card that comes out for you, oh, it's another queen, is the Queen of Cups. The Queen of Cups is very intuitive. She's very flowing. And they're saying, once again, with two queens coming out, this is a great indicator of you connecting with this empowered, strong, courageous, brave, soft, yielding. I mean, the two don't necessarily conflict each other. They go beautifully together when you embrace your inner goddess. And the next card, oh my gosh, you've got the trifecta. You've got three queens. I can't remember the last time this happened, is the Queen of Pentacles.
I got chills.
This is your time, Karen. I would actually go and download or go to a, you know, bricks and mortar bookstore and start to research books on the goddess so you can start to practice bringing out this very powerful, very strong, very receptive, soft, and beautiful goddess energy with inside of yourself. And then that will indirectly and directly affect anyone in front of you. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Beyond helpful, Candy. God bless you and positive. Thank you. That's exactly what I needed to hear today.
We love you so much.
Love you too, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you, Karen. Wow, three queens. Wow. Let's go to Bulgaria. Angel Healing House goes all around the world. Let's go to Daniela. Daniela, you're on the phone with Bulgaria, with Bulgaria, with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
Thank you, Claire, Candy. How are you? I'm doing fine, thank you.
Lovely to hear you. Am I on speaker by any chance? If I am, please take me off. I can't hear myself.
No, you are not on speaker.
Okay, that's better. Whatever you did, that's better. I can hear you better now.
Okay, so can I ask my question?
Yes.
I would like to know what you and the posse of angels sees for me. What can you tell me about the relationship in my life? I would love to have a relationship, a new relationship. I have been thinking about it. I have been wanting one. And I would really like to know what you and the posse of angels see about this. Is there a relationship coming to my life?
Okay. The way that we get our beloved into our life is by not wanting one. Now that I know that sounds counterproductive, but you need to turn the mirror back on yourself and you need to feel like you are whole and complete just as you are. You need to feel strong. You need to have, again, this goddess energy. Maybe it's a theme for this program and the callers calling in today. You need to feel strong. You need to feel empowered. You need to feel 100% loved, unconditionally loved by yourself. No more self-doubt. No more talking down to yourself. You know, like, I wish my breasts were not, you know, so small or so big. I wish my thighs were smaller. I wish my stomach was flatter. I wish my hair was not so frizzy. I wish whatever after that. No more self-doubt, no more talking yourself down. In order to have this kind of love, maybe not twin flame, but a beloved in front of you, you must have love for yourself inside. And they're saying, Daniela, there's still things inside of you that need to be brought into alignment. Another thing that you can do is to stop wishing and stop wanting for a love in front of you, but by saying thank you. Thank you to the universe for my beloved relationship. Because if you've wished, pleaded, begged, cried, intended for a beloved to come to you, then it appears immediately in heaven, on across the veil. That love is there for you. But because of this self-doubt and talking down to yourself or doubting yourself in any way, it hasn't appeared on the earth plane. So they really, and they're saying with this self-doubt and negative talk, you wouldn't have wanted a love to appear in front of you because that would have been the reflection. So they're saying, you know, you can say thank you. You can write a decree. I wrote a decree 6 months before I met my beautiful Pete. And I said, thank you for my beloved relationship. You know, we work together. We travel the world together. This is mine. You don't have to say this. But, you know, nothing is more important than the relationship. We allow each other to be who we are. This was the most important parts of that relationship. And then I read it out every morning and night in a very ritualistic way. I felt what it would be feeling like to be with my twin flame, to go for a walk with him while I held his hand as we walked along the beach, when we watched movies together. You know, at night, I used to pull the covers up over him. I knew he was there in the etheric. I didn't know who this was, but I used to tuck him in and I used to kiss him on the head. And I did this for 6 months. And then at a party, which I really should not have been at, come as your favorite rock star party. It was on September 20th, is the anniversary of that date. I went as Stevie Nicks, he went as Elvis, and then 5 days later he asked to marry me, and 2 months later we were married on the beach in Noosa Heads, Queensland, Australia. I write about that in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. So they want you to do these things, connect with your goddess within, and then in this way, then that'll go like a beacon outside of yourself and bring to you a love that is reflective and representing your energies inside. Let's go to the cards. The first card is the dreaming card. This is the imaginative card. This is the card of the Seven of Cups. Don't ever in your visualizations allow any doubt at all, that he isn't with you. If you imagine that he is with you now, go grocery shopping together. Go watch a movie together. Go walking together. Whatever that is, this will bring that in. Next is the kissy face. Nice. This is the Knight of Cups. This is the knight in shining armor. And that's what, because I love the kissy face knight. Out of all the knights, he's the most dreamy and romantic. That'll bring that in. And the next card is, I'm not surprised, is the Nine of Cups. And this is your wish card, a wish coming true. So, Daniela, do those things. And then when that beloved shows up in your life, please call us back and tell us about it. Will you do that?
I will. I absolutely will. Because I just have this feeling that there is going to be a relationship. There is going to be a relationship. There is going to be a relationship. And I kind of tend to think that it's around the corner somewhere. I don't know.
Yes. Yes. And all you need to do is embrace that you are complete love inside and you're not wanting and wishing for anything. And that acts like a beacon. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart. Lovely to speak with you.
Lovely to speak with you, too. Thank you so much, Claire Candy. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Dee Dee in Los Angeles. Dee Dee, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Sorry, there was a delay, so that's why I couldn't hear you.
Okay. So what's your question?
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, hi.
That's okay. There's a bit of a delay, but what's your question?
Um, I am struggling trying to heal from my ex. We've been friends for a while. I guess because, I mean, there was a lot of miscommunication recently, and I feel that he has cut me out of his life, and I'm really hurting. I'm just wondering what we were in our past lives, you know, and what do I need to learn from this? Mm-hmm. I know that recently I've been trying to, I guess, be, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Stand up in my own power and more self-love to myself,
mm-hmm.
Setting boundaries. And I know he's not perfect, but, you know, I know that everyone has their own flaws. And I tried to love him for who he is, but I think I was pushing him too far as my needs.
Right.
Because they weren't being met.
Right. And let me just jump in here. You are just repeating the pattern of what you have solidified, or what you had, the dance that you did in past lives was that you came, you're another person in this, the callers, that saved and enabled him in another life. You needed to set up boundaries and limits as to how you were treated. It has so much to do with your throat chakra, you not being heard. That's the lesson that you've come back to speak up for yourself. You don't have to be a ball breaker, excuse the expression, but you
I understand.
You need to be forthright. You need to be assertive, not aggressive, but you need to own your words and your feelings. And this has nothing to do with what anyone else says and anyone else in front of you. So this is a great lesson. So if you can do things that strengthen your throat chakra. And yes, in order to learn this lesson, you will bring to yourself somebody who may not be listening to you, somebody who you feel is a compromise. You feel less
right.
than, you know, sometimes you feel actually, not abused in a physical sense, but emotionally you feel abused because I said this. And I remember, as I write about it, and I am an angelic walk-in, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, the angel inside of this body. I remember, because I have a mental imprint, you know, her speaking to her ex, and he just didn't listen to her. And her whole lesson in that was to assert herself, so to gain her independence, and who better than to show you the contrast than somebody who is not willing to you. So it's very, very important for you to honor that. I would actually, nobody gets over anybody. Posse of Angels and I don't use that word, you get over somebody, because you bring it back into divine alignment by sitting
right.
quietly. Didi, I would sit quietly. You can light a candle, you can burn some incense, you don't have to. Turn off technology and acknowledge, drop down to your heart, acknowledge that he is from your soul group and you wrote him into your contract exactly the way he is. He doesn't have to be any different. This is his soul contract. You wrote this. And if you didn't, then he wouldn't be there. Then you thank him. Thank him for the great and blessed contrast he showed you to be able to communicate 100% honestly and openly, to be able to present the lesson of showing up in your authenticity and not compromising that. And you also learned tolerance, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness from this beloved relationship. Then the next part is to bless him for where he is. He doesn't have to change. Where he is perfection on his journey. You know, we wouldn't want somebody to say to us, oh, you have to change on your journey. No, you know, we would say, no, we don't. But
he
bless him for exactly where he is, because his decisions and choices and the way he comports his life is perfect for his soul's journey, and then release him from ever having any negative attachment as to who you are and how you comport yourself. And by doing that acknowledgement, thanking, blessing, and then releasing, it lifts this huge burden of expectation and attachment off of our souls. Let's go to the cards. Let's see what comes out for our lovely Dee Dee in Los Angeles.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. The first card that comes out for you is okay. the Five of Cups. The Five of Cups is the sadness card. And this is looking at those cups that have been spilt on the ground rather than those two full cups behind you. Okay, so this is really indicating for you to be gratitude and appreciation for this relationship that you wrote into your contract for him to be like this in order for you to learn your lessons. Now, once you do that, it's amazing how it changes. You went from the Five to the Six of Cups. And the Six of Cups is that wonderful feeling of sentimentality, of a wonderful feeling of wholeness, that wonderful feeling of connection with somebody. You know, rather than you're going from this loss and this hurt to this feeling of wholeness once again. And then you come up with the Truth card, the Justice card, the card of knowing the truth and having that settle on your heart. So I'm out of time now, Dee Dee. I've got to go. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that just about wraps up our show. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you. Thank you so much to all my listeners around the world who are recommending and referring me. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. And don't forget about the 400th show celebration in which I have discounted readings all in September. Please go to angelhealinghouse.com and to book those discounted readings, and also to you can call in on 831-277-3716 to Angel Healing House. Remember, everyone, to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this week. I'm wishing you love and angel blessings, and look forward to speaking with you again. Take care, everyone. Bye.